Welcome to the Cool Kids Readers Theaters Podcast. This week's episode, we decided to do some improvisations. Our cast features Andrew Lebo, Harrison Lamb, Corey Jeanette, Renee Caraballo, Patty Noriega, and Sean Marshbanks. So please sit back, relax, and enjoy these improv skits.
There is a 748th dimension beyond that which is known to Pitt and Cruz. It is the middle ground between scripted and utter chaos, between predictable and random, and it lies between the idea of being prepared and not knowing what the hell you are doing. This is the parallelogram of Common Core. It is a place we like to call the Improv Zone. Our first random encounter takes a look at the life of a psychic medium, taking phone calls and sharing her knowledge of the world of impermanence that takes place in the Improv Zone.
Thank you for calling 1-800-PSYCHIC. This is your psychic, Clarice. What can I help you with today?
Hi, Clarice. My name is Delilah. I'm calling because the other day I was talking with a client of mine, and we were discussing, you know, the importance of the nutrients that are involved in eating out of canned goods. Well, during this time when she was talking with me, the specific concern was about her ABC soup. Okay, so she's talking to me, she's broken down because she has clearly broken the strict diet that I put her on. But that's not what I'm calling for. What I'm calling for is the ABC soup. She had me on a video chat while she was crying, and I could see the soup sitting behind her. But there was something written in that soup. That's what I'm calling you about.
And what was written in that soup, honey?
Well, I don't want to sound crazy, so I wanted to call and see what you could do for me and see if you knew what that soup said. Because if you know, I'm not going crazy.
Hmm. You know, was it a message from a loved one? Was it, I'm getting very strong loved one vibes. I think is it like a grandma maybe? Maybe someone very judgmental trying to tell her to lay off the soup? Is that what I'm getting here?
I think that maybe it was my grandma.
Oh, honey, there's a lot of hurt and pain in you, and we're going to have to continue this else another time. So, thank you for calling. I will schedule another time with you.
Okay.
All right. Good. Next caller, please.
Hello.
Who am I speaking with today?
My name is Gerald.
How are you doing, Gerald?
Oh, well, I'm scared. I'm a vegan. So I'm a asparagus farmer. So I'm used to having really smelly pee. I want to know how to fight viruses and bacteria. Nothing has been hit harder in this pandemic than asparagus farmers.
Is that so?
100%.
All right. Well, I'm ADD and I'm psychic and I know things ahead of time, but I lose track of which is which. So this is what I'm going to tell you. Okay. I need you to just keep growing that asparagus because odds are someone's going to need it out there. They need their smelly pee just like you need the money for their asparagus. So looking good for you in the future on this asparagus farming. That's what I'm telling you.
But how do I fight off the viruses?
Oh, honey, that's a whole slew of things that we don't got time for right now. I charge $16.99 a minute, and I don't think you got that bankroll. So please, next caller.
Hello?
Hello, who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name's Pat.
And Pat, what can I help you with today? What do you need to know?
I know this pandemic's going crazy, but I have a court case today, and I left my apartment kind of in a hurry because I'll tell you what, this case is crazy. It's got clowns and decapitated gerbils and all kinds of weird shit going on. But I've got a problem here. You're the only person I really knew how to call. Was definitely someone who knows what the hell's going on. Can you see into my apartment by chance?
Honey, I can tell the future, but I do not have those kind of superpowers.
Oh. Okay, so you could see into the future.
Yes.
I can possibly.
I can get those vibes from those otherworldly things.
All right, good. So I might have left my stove on. Because I was in such a hurry and I made some eggs on the stove. Don't know if I left my eggs or my light on. Could you tell me if my apartment will explode or not? That would be great.
I'm getting very strong sense that you did not purchase fire insurance for your apartment when they offered it to you in 1999. Am I correct here?
You would be 100% in that assumption. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you probably made a huge mistake because your apartment's on fire right now. I have a feeling about that. Thank you. Next caller.
Radio. Radio DJs are a common manipulator of the random engine. Here we find two DJs that are interviewing listeners to find out who will be their third wheel in the show. Right here in the improv zone. Hey, it's Andrew and Sean. We're back on the morning show. How's everybody doing this morning? Whoa.
What's up, guys?
Yeah. Hey, guys. Hey, Sean, you know, we had to let Steve go. It's really sad because Steve was with us for like, what, 6 years? Something
like
that?
6 years. Six years. 6 or 7.
6 or 7, yeah. Who knows? We can't even count because we don't have fingers. Steve was great, though, and Steve left us. He went to Colorado to another show. But right now, what we're going to do is we're going to take the first three callers, and we're going to pick one of you guys to be our new third wheel on the show. What do you think of that, Sean?
Sounds amazing. Let's get these contestants, or not even contestants, future coworkers.
Interviewees, coffee getters. That's all Steve was good at anyway, was getting coffee, the sorry bastard. All right, let's go. Caller number one, Renee.
How are you doing this morning?
Oh, we're doing great. Sean, what the hell, man? You had her muted there on the board. What's going on? We might have to fire you and let Renee run the board. Okay, hey how you doing, Renee? How you doing this morning, Renee? First question in the interview, what do you do for a living right now?
You know, I am actually a cosmetologist. And what is really cool about my job is I'm no ordinary cosmetologist. I am the premier cosmetologist on the International Space Station.
So you're a cosmetologist.
Oh, yes. New business card idea, if I don't get this job, by the way.
Great. So you're on the space station and you're doing makeup for the astronauts. Is that right?
No, I actually dabble more with the hair than I do for the makeup. Makeup's not as big as making sure those manes are tame.
Right. Now, does gravity have a lot to do with, because I don't have any hair, but would gravity pull my hair out or suck it back in?
You know, it has mass, so anything that is in space is going to have that mass that's going to float, unless it's anti-gravity, but that's a whole another situation.
Nice. So what do you have to bring to our morning show that would make it stand out better?
I think that I have an out-of-this-world, pun intended, an out-of-this-world view that would bring your listeners an absolutely cherished morning drive to work.
So are you expecting to stay on that space station and do it remotely?
You know, that would be really fun, though, because I could talk to them all about the solar flares and different things like that are happening in this great, wide, empty, dark vast space that we're in.
Right. Okay, Sean. I think. What do you think? I think we need to go to the next caller. How about what do you think?
To the next caller.
I think so. Yeah. Next caller would be Patty. Go ahead.
Konnichiwa.
Xingming Wang. Hello.
Konnichiwa.
All right. So, Patty, how are you? What brought you to want to work for 1079?
I go by Dr. Iris. I'm calling today because I think that I have something that nobody else can offer.
And what would that be, Dr. Iris?
Well, currently I am the longstanding champion of...
Oh, Sean, I think we lost her. Oh, wait, I think...
I apologize, I'm back.
Oh, she's back.
Can you hear me?
Hello? Can. Do we have I think we have a long distance connection here, possibly, Sean, going on. Go ahead, Dr. Iris.
Again, I am the longtime standing champion of Japan's puzzle making masterpiece.
And that would bring listeners to our radio station?
Yes. Tell us more.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, what do you do in Japan? You just do puzzles in Japan? Is that what I'm getting at here?
No. Okay. I check eyes.
She checks eyes. That's why she's Dr. Iris, Sean.
Clever.
Very nice indeed. Do you see any difference between Japanese eyes and American eyes? Is it a difference in race?
A little bit.
A little bit? Can you tell me a bit more on that? Sean, I think we lost her again. I hear a hippopotamus driving through the speedway there.
I really wanted to know what values she would have brought to the show. It's a bummer we lost her.
She could help us see more viewers, but problem is... We're radio. Does us no good to see more viewers. Absolutely. Okay. So, Sean, why don't you hook us up with our third and final caller?
Yes. Let me buzz him in right now. Third caller, you're online.
Am I on?
You're on.
Yeah, baby, I'm on.
Give us your name.
How are you, gentlemen?
We're doing good.
Good.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Tom.
Tom, how are we this morning?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
You called a talk show to be a part of the talk show, and you're not very talkative. What's going on, man? What can we do for you?
Well, I beg to differ. I think I am a delight.
Well, you're not bad so far.
Well, gentlemen, with this whole quarantine situation, I find myself quite bored and in need of work. You see, I'm a carpenter by trade, and nobody is really purchasing any furniture or things made from wood. So, today I thought it would be a good idea to break into a local elementary school and replace all of their plastic recorders with actual wooden-made recorders.
So right now, Tom, you are in a school?
Absolutely, yes.
And you're playing with your wood?
The recorder is made of wood, yes.
So you're... Does your wood make sound?
Yes, it whistles when I blow into it.
What kind of sound does it make?
The sound any recorder makes, only with better quality than those cheap plastic ones.
Okay, so what could you and your wooden recorders bring to 107.9 that would make it the top radio station in the city?
Well, besides my cheerful personality, obviously, I can make toot and whistle noises on handcrafted recorders from the finest mahogany.
That, so you make your recorders from mahogany?
Absolutely.
Not best pine, possible. Not pine, not cedar.
Are you too insane?
Well, Sean might be. But I am not. I like to play with my wood everywhere else except elementary schools.
Listen, tomorrow I'll be bored as well. I'll just come down to the studio and I will tell you all about the right types of wood for different projects.
And so, you know, Sean, hold on. We hold on. Hold this guy. Put this guy on hold. Put him on hold. Okay, so he is going to come down to the station tomorrow and talk to us. This is a wet dream for any radio DJ. He's going to come talk to us about projects with wood tomorrow with Tom, right here on the Andrew and Sean morning commute. Stay tuned. 107.9. We'll be back with some more talky talk from us. Our last look into this perilous parallelogram takes us back in time, back to a time of simple radio noir, a detective thrown into the volatility of the improv zone.
It was 5 till 6, and I lit my last cigarette of the day. But there was nothing left. I turned around to go to my desk and took my glass of water, but there was nothing left. Oh, that's right. The water sources have been slowly draining, and space is so cold that we can't grow the tobacco I need for my cigarettes, the water I need to drink. It almost seemed serendipitous as she walked in.
I have a situation that you're not going to believe, but I need you to listen carefully.
How interesting.
I was meeting with my lawyer tonight when, all at once, a spaceship appeared. I couldn't even believe my eyes.
Just out of the non-air?
Yes. You don't even believe me. You don't believe me.
How could I? It sounds so ridiculous.
But my lawyer is gone. They took him. Whatever it was, they took him.
Who took him?
I don't know.
There was aliens.
Yes, it was. It had to have been. What else could it be?
They must be the ones stealing our water. It was a situation no one could ever dream of, and no one ever did, up until this moment. And now it was in my hands to deal with solving this problem. So we left. We went down together, down to the police station, where it all seemed to be coming to a head. A crowd had gathered in front of the building, and we all tried to push through it, but it just seemed to get thicker as it went on. Eventually, we got up to the building door and turned around to the rest of the crowd, yelling at them, "Leave! There's nothing the police can do for us!" They all went to a panic and ran away as we entered, and that's when we met her.
What are you doing here?
Where is the water?
There hasn't been water in ages. What do you mean, where is it?
We had thought that you would know by now.
I've got my best detectives on it, and the most that they can come up with is flashing lights in the non-air.
Flashing lights? What can you tell us about these flashing lights?
Well, they flash, and they're lights.
How insightful. Have you investigated them further?
I have my best detectives on this case.
Then clearly you haven't met me, Detective Majors.
Well, where have you been? Hiding in the non-air with the flashing lights that disappear?
Smoking my cigarettes.
Well, that explains it.
Well, since you seem to be of no use to me, I'll be heading on my way. I left, never to return again, never to trust the police again. It's not like they were going to help us anymore. And I went to the only place that I could turn to, my parents.
Oh, Billy. Hey, I'm so glad you're back. Aren't you glad he's back, Gerald?
Yes.
Oh, boy. What have you been doing lately?
Just burning my lungs up. It's the only thing that fills the void without the water.
Oh, you should come inside and get you some good soup. I got some. Gerald, get out of the damn chair and get the boy some soup. Good God.
All right.
Mom, no, I don't want any soup.
Oh, but you gotta have soup. Soup's so good for you.
I haven't been sick in ages. It's the only time I've ever drank soup.
Okay. Then what do you want then? Because every time you usually come here, you get soup. Gerald, we don't need the soup.
I heard him, Vivian.
I came here for a little one-on-one talk, if you catch my drift.
Okay, what do you need, boy?
I've never been so stumped in my detective work before. We can't figure out where the water is going.
Gerald, do you know anything about the water?
No.
Wait a minute. What was that thing you said when I came in?
I said, hey.
What? No, after that.
Hi.
After that.
Gerald.
After that.
Get him some soup.
Soup? No. It couldn't be. The only way to make soup is with water. Yeah. You. It's been you all along.
Gerald, did you tape the faucet on again?
The
Brother
faucet.
Cassandra, I'm afraid he's on to us.
The faucet. I ran as quickly as I could to the kitchen. I turned the faucet on and there it was. The freshest, cleanest water I had seen in 10 years. I couldn't believe it. It was my own parents.
Don't forget to brush your teeth.
I fell to the ground in tears, crying. As the tears ran onto the ground, I remembered, wait, I had the power to create water this whole time. It was under my nose, or rather above it and to the sides, the whole time. It was me and my family all along. And I will never forgive myself for that.
The end.